Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
We got a brand new phone check from Clarissa Jenkins coming up in a sec. We were talking yesterday about Ocean's Calling, and actually just off the air about it, you know. Wild weekend in Ocean City. I know, you know, some of the weather wasn't great, but over 55,000 people in town. It was definitely a great event that happened over the weekend. So
the pictures look so neat.
Pictures, video, you know, I mean,
so cool.
Green Day, Nelly, just some of the ones that I saw. I saw Natasha Bedingfield. I saw her yesterday. I mean, some of the bands and the artists that were there, just great. OAR does a great job. So if you got a chance to go to Ocean's Calling, I just, you know, like watching the videos and stuff. So, and I know, Saturday Fall Out Boy was the finale on Sunday. And I know Saturday it was like a monsoon, but people still went out there and it was still just
a
great time.
They
love it. You know, they love it. Now, we were supposed to have Mayor Rick Meehan on. I guess he's still recovering from Ocean's Calling.
Yeah,
very busy in Ocean City, and I understand that. But, you know, hopefully we'll have him on again soon. This weekend, they're getting ready for Country Calling, and I know a lot of people are going to that as well. That's going to get sold out. Another 55,000, you know, on hand for Country Calling.
Did all the teachers get off? Like, did they take off? Are we good?
Yeah, where was that? Where was that?
They had to take a personal day on Friday.
Yes.
And they had to close the school. Remember
and
that?
Parents were all up in arms. It was on WBOC.
Are we good? I haven't heard anything yet.
I have not heard anything else either. So, was that, what was it, like
Laurel
Seaford?
They put in for it last year.
It was somewhere in Delaware, but it was like a whole big thing.
They made sure they had it taken care of this year. They had a whole year to prepare.
They should just close the school. Close the school because Country Calling. But yeah, so this weekend, on Friday, Carrie Underwood, are you kidding?
I saw her years ago at the Delaware State Fair. She puts on a great show.
But I mean, just such a big artist. Carrie Underwood, Brooks and Dunn, Leanne Rimes, and more. On Saturday, you got Luke Bryan. I mean, huge. You know, Wynonna Judd, the band Perry, Jimmy Charles. Shout out to Jimmy Charles. He's going to be performing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a Maryland thing. Gretchen Wilson, also going to be there on Saturday. On Sunday, Luke Combs, huge. You know, that's like the grand finale, and more. So, again, all the details up at countrycallingfestival.com. But if you got tickets, hopefully you enjoy yourself.
So much fun.
But, you know, I guess what they basically do is do the same exact thing they do for Ocean's Calling. They just switch the signage.
Pretty much.
So, right out on the beach. What's the weather looking like for the weekend? Do we know yet that far ahead? Let's see. For Ocean City, I think it is going to be a good one. Yeah.
Looks good.
Friday, and it's going to be a little bit cooler. So Friday, partly sunny, 68. Saturday, sunny, 72. Sunday, sunny, 73. So
don't rain.
There you go.
Yes.
8:30. It's the Bill and Jessica Show. We got a 47 ABC update coming up on the other side. Time now for a brand new phone check with Clarissa Jenkins.
Hello.
Time for another phone check.
For real.
Clarissa Jenkins.
Mortuary, may I help you?
Hi, I was wondering if you guys did Viking funerals.
No.
It's where you set out the deceased on a raft, on a wooden raft, and fire arrows off at them and set them afire?
No way.
I'm just wondering where it could be done around here. Because my grandfather was a Nordic Viking heritage.
Uh-huh.
And that's how he wanted to go. And we tried to do it ourselves in the backyard, but it didn't work.
No, I don't think the county would let you.
They won't let you do it?
The county? I don't think they'll let you do that in the backyard, no.
Oh, no.
I just don't know where you could call.
Oh, my goodness. You know what I should do? Because I have a body that's half charred on a raft in my pool right now.
What happened?
Well, we tried to do it in the pool in the backyard, but we used a blow-up raft and we shot an arrow and it went through and it popped the raft and he sunk and then it came back up and we pulled him out and set him on fire in the backyard, but it didn't burn like it was supposed to.
Oh no, I don't think a mortuary could help you at all with that.
We were just trying to send him off the way he wanted to, but now I got a corpse in my backyard that's charred with two arrows through the chest.
then I think you better call the coroner.
I was going to send him down the river, put him up on a wooden raft, and see if I could get away with that.
Oh, I don't think you could. Oh. I think you'll get in dire trouble trying to do that.
Oh, my goodness. Let's pray.
I will.
Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father.
Forgive us for thy corpse that's brown.
Forgive us for that corpse that's charred.
And one day it will float righteously.
And one day it will float righteously.
Down the river.
Down to the river.
And burn with arrows in the chest.
And burn with arrows in the chest.
And someone will find him.
And someone will find him.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Boom! You just been phone checked.
Violence detected. Yeah, baby.